Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. I'm just blessing the Almighty Creator again for waking me up to see another day. Hallelujah. And I thank you that you called in to join in the Crown Talking Drums Radio with the Holy Spirit and myself. Oh, yes, it's early Sunday morning. I know a lot of times early in the morning, for those especially who work during the week, that bed wants to hug us on in. I know it wants to hug me on in, but I have to get up and give it up. So I just thank the Lord, hallelujah, that you put this time into your schedule, hallelujah, as we talk about Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the anointed one. I just bless, hallelujah, his name today. We call him Jesus. Hallelujah. He is Yeshua the Messiah. Hallelujah. And I just bless him for being in my life. I believe you bless him for being in yours as well. Hallelujah. This broadcast hour is for such a time as this ministry. And my name is Theresa Cunningham, and I just thank God. I just thank Elohim, hallelujah, the Almighty One, for giving me the ability over and over to want to teach of his word, to want to encourage others in his word. It's all about his word, his living word, his truth, hallelujah, and it brings the very life of himself on the scene, and I just thank him for that this morning. With so much going on and, you know, the pandemic was still lingering around and you're hearing more reports again. I heard some from some of my coworkers on the job and thankfully they're getting better. But now it's, you know, we're hearing about the RSV and the flu and just so much earthquake, all these fires, floods, wars, teenage crimes. It's just so much going on, and you look and you see all these things happening. You're like, what's really going on? I mean, you know, the food prices, they're still going up. Thankfully, the gas is coming down. Praise Jehovah. Hallelujah. We thank you for that. Amen. But it's just so much going on in this world. But we just thank God that we have him. Hallelujah. And what we're going to talk about is, well, we're going to have prayer first. Then we're going to go into what we're going to talk about. Hallelujah. I don't want to jump ahead of myself. Hallelujah. Just thanking the Holy Spirit for how he reels us back in. Amen. Right on time. Hallelujah. So we know if there's ever a time that we need encouragement, godly encouragement, hallelujah, and fervent prayer, that time is now. Hallelujah. With all that we're dealing with, let us pray. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, our Abba, our Daddy, we just thank you for this brand new day. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify you and we lift up your name. We thank you for allowing us to see a new day of your mercy, a new day of your grace. We don't take it for granted. Hallelujah. That you woke us up in our right state of mind. Hallelujah. So many things may have happened last weekend, could have took us out. But Lord, hallelujah, you allowed us to be counted in still today. And we thank you for that. Hallelujah. Thank you for the activities of our limbs. So many things that we could take for granted, Father. We just thank you that we can smell and we can taste and we can see and we can hear. We can feel. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. And we thank you for all your provisions, hallelujah. Even have the roof over our head, a bed to sleep in. We didn't wake up looking at the stars this morning and trying to cover ourselves up to be warm, oh God. We didn't wake up, hallelujah, without a roof over our head. We had a bed and warm covers that we could wrap ourselves in. If we got too cool, then we could take off. If we got too warm, Father, we just lift up the homeless to you right now, Father. Father, just open the doors that only you can for them. And we just give you praise for that right now. Now, as we go into the word, I ask the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, as you and I together encourage your people, your saints, hallelujah, you are welcome to infiltrate this time with your presence, for we know we're in your presence. Hallelujah. And we thank you for having your way for such a time as this. Hallelujah. In your mighty name, Jesus, Yeshua, we pray. Amen. Today we're going to talk about, hallelujah, liberty. Amen. And we know liberty is nothing more than being free or freedom. Amen. And we know he whom the Son set free, it's free indeed, and that's free in every area of our life. Hallelujah. We know we're in the Advent season and the time, hallelujah, that we're reflecting back on the Christ, or we're reflecting to and back on the birth of Christ. Hallelujah, how he came into this world. Hallelujah, but that's just a lifestyle. We're reflecting on him. If he had not been born or if he had not died, we wouldn't be where we are today. We wouldn't have the luxury of the freedom, hallelujah, that he has came to give us, came to set the captive free. I don't care what area of bondage we may have walked in or we may be walking in right now. He came to set us free. And I just thank him for that this morning. Hallelujah. For liberty, for freedom. Hallelujah. And we're just going to break into it. Hallelujah. Into the scripture. And the first scripture, I'm going to be reading out of the scriptures. Amen. So it's going to read a little different than you may be used to in the King James Version. Some of the wording may be a little different, but it's still God's word. And I thank him this morning. We're coming out of the book of James. Amen. And as James was reading unto sharing with the 12 tribes here, amen, who were dispersed and scattered abroad. He was coming and letting them know, encouraging them. We know James was always talking about walking, hallelujah, in liberty. Amen. Walking and letting us know that we've been made free. Amen. So I'm going to break down into James, the first chapter, in that 12th verse. And it says, blessed is the man who does endure trial. But when he has been proved, he shall receive the crown of life, which the master has promised to those who love him. And I'm going to keep going a little bit more. Let no one say when he is enticed, I am enticed by Elohim. For Elohim is not enticed by evil matters. He entices no one. But each one is enticed when he is drawn away by his own desires and trapped. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it has been accomplished, brings forth death. My. We want to stay. And that is not only talking about the death. That's talking more so spiritual death. It's a double-edged sword when you're talking about sin bringing forth death. But my thing is that the key verse here that I really wanted to bring out was James 1 and 12. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed is the man who endures the trial. Hallelujah. We're in trials right now. Or if we just came out of one, guess what? We're going to head right back into another one. But when he has been proved, he shall receive the crown of life, which the master has promised to those who love him. We say we love, hallelujah, our daddy, hallelujah, our Abba Father, amen. You call him daddy. We can call him daddy when we're walking in that close relationship with him. A lot of times, yes, he's father too. He's Abba Father, hallelujah. He's our father when he's giving us instruction. Think about it in this natural realm. When your father, those who live in the homes with their father, I lived in the home with my father at a young age, but then, you know, him and my mother broke up. But during the time he was in the home, when he gave instruction, hallelujah, he was being my father. When he gave direction, yes, he was being my father. But then as I spent time with him and had that little bit of closeness with him, hallelujah, he, hallelujah, yes, became my daddy. Yes, that closeness. And that's how our Heavenly Father wants us to know him. Hallelujah. He wants us to know him as our daddy. He wants us to know that he has brought us liberty. Hallelujah. I just thank him for liberty today. Hallelujah. And life is can be miserable, you know, when we won't listen to anybody. You know, you have the young people nowadays. I mean, back in the day when I was growing up, too, there was still some disobedience. I saw some disobedience. I was scared to do the wrong thing. I was scared to not pay attention. I don't lie. I didn't like whoopings. I would see my brothers get whoopings, and I got popped a few times myself, but I didn't like that. So I wanted to do the right thing. So, but today, when you really look at the generations and you see how things are going, you have people that, you know, like they make themselves really miserable when they don't want to listen to anybody or they get mad every time, you know, somebody doesn't agree with them or, you know, you see that. I see that in the church even now in the body of Christ where, you know, you can't tell some people something. They think they know it all. And we don't know it all, thanks to God. We just don't. Amen. We're so emotionally ruled at times. And controlled by, you know, it stresses us out every time. Hallelujah. When you become emotionally ruled, hallelujah. And the Lord doesn't want us to be ruled by our emotions. Amen. Amen. Or control, because that's the stress. It brings stress every time something doesn't go. I mean, and a lot of times people don't even realize that they're in bondage in that area. They're in bondage in those areas. They're not free. That's why I said even at the beginning, you know, sometimes we think we're walking totally free. No, the Lord, he's still working on us. Hallelujah. Our master is still working on us. The creator is still working on us. And he has the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He is the one who helps us to see ourselves, to see what we need to still come up. Amen. And I'm just grateful to God for that. Elohim, the almighty creator, I'm grateful to him today that he loves us so much. Remember, you can't talk about liberty. You can't talk about anything without talking about the love of God, our daddy. Amen. And we can only continue to, when we talk about him, his love and who he is, when we're learning of him even the more, when we're spending time with him even the more, we begin to see, hallelujah, wow, I didn't realize I was in bondage in that area. But Jesus, Yeshua, hallelujah, has came to set us free. Hallelujah. We're not free to get upset just because we don't get what we want. We're not free in those areas. So that's why I wanted to talk about liberty in a different way, because he doesn't give us the freedom to just do what we want to do. I'm also reminded in Romans 6, yeah, hallelujah, a quick reminder where Paul even says, and remember, I'm reading out of the scripture, so it may read a little different than what we're used to from the King James Version or the Amplified Version of. But I'm going to read, starting at that sixth verse in Romans. What then shall we say? Shall we continue in sin to let favor increase? Let it not be. You know, in the King James Version, Paul says, God forbid. Let it not be. How shall we who die to sin still live in it? So it that we don't have, when we have liberty, it's not a liberty to just do what we want to do, when we want to do it, and how we want to do it. We no longer belong to ourselves. Hallelujah. But we thank, hallelujah, Elohim, for bringing us freedom through his son. Hallelujah. Jesus, Yeshua, hallelujah, the Almighty, the Messiah. We thank him. We thank him for coming. We thank him for his birth. Hallelujah. We can't do anything but reflect on him all year around. Yes, his goodness, his faithfulness, and what he came to do. He came to set the captive free. Amen. It doesn't matter what area. He showed us that we may still be bound. He has came to set us free. And it's wonderful. Amen. We give him thanks because we receive that freedom. Hallelujah. Through God's help. Elohim helped us when he sent us. Hallelujah. His son. And we thank him for that. He shed his blood for us. And then he rose again as well. We have to talk about this all year round. There's not a certain season of the year where we just talk about, hallelujah, the promised Messiah who was to be born, and then the promised Messiah who was to be crucified and taken up and die and rise again. We talk about him all year long. Yes. And the freedom that he came to give us. He came to set us free. Our lives can be happy, not miserable. Amen. Our lives can be blessed. Hallelujah. And peaceful. Hallelujah. Not miserable. I keep going back to that one word, miserable. When we don't listen to people, when we don't listen to nothing, but think we can have all the answers, we're miserable. We need one another. We need each other to encourage us. I have this one friend. My mind has to go to her. This week she kept just telling me, you know, you're just so bossy. I said, you know what? You need to look up that word. What does bossy mean? You need to really to see what that means. And she thought that, you know, I was, you know, and this was text now. You know, in these texts, when you go back and forth in text, sometimes they get misconstrued. That's why I like having conversations. I like old school. I like having telephone conversations. I don't like keeping it going back and forth in text. Pick up the phone and call me. I'll pick up the phone and call you. Amen. But she would say, you're so bossy. And I was like, no, I'm not bossy. I just believe in, if I know something, I just believe in giving the right information about it. And to me, that's not bossy. That's just giving information because I don't know it all. You don't know it all. None of us do. Amen. But we're here to help each other. And in that area, I was helping her. So, I kept helping her in those areas. But I had to clarify that. And she came back in the text and she said, well, calm down. I was like, calm down. I said, I am not caught up. What are you talking about? My text didn't even sound that way. But I just think, Elohim, that when we talked, we did end up talking. Hallelujah. The clarity was in the air because I'm not one that I'm a bossy person. I just believe in if the Lord says it, I'm going to say it. That's it. And if I'm helping you do something, I'm going to try to help you with what I know. And if I ever come across that way, I don't mean to be, but words are very important to me. Words can be strong, and you have to watch how we all have to watch how we use our words. Amen. Amen. Just because we have freedom, we're talking about freedom today, that doesn't mean we can say anything, any kind of way. We have the love of God on the inside of us. The creator, hallelujah, the master builder, he's dwelling us on the inside of us. Yes. So that love that's on the inside of us doesn't just want to come out any kind of way. And if it does, we're quick to get it right. Amen. Amen. I think so. So here, Paul is just encouraging us that to remind us that, you know, we were therefore buried with him through immersion into death, that as Messiah was raised from the dead by the esteem of the Father, so also we should walk in newness of life. That's part of walking in the newness of life. And we don't get saved one day and immediately we're walking with the newness of life. Though we are, it's a process. And we're continuously learning and seeing our shortcomings. Because we won't arrive until we hear him say, well done. So there's always a work taking place in us. He's always working things out of us. He's always allowing us to see where we need to be set free. And in some people's lives, it's more obvious. Amen. But those of us who've been walking this walk a long time, hallelujah, there's still some mess in us. I know because I've been walking this walk a long time, and there's still some mess in me. Hallelujah. But crucify it out of me, Lord. I thank you. Ah, the Almighty One, I give you praise. I want to walk more like you. I want to talk more like you. That should be all of our conversations. That should be all of our thought processes. That's walking in the newness of life that Paul is talking about here in Romans 6. For if we have come to be grown together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also of the resurrection. He said we come to know him and in the power of his resurrection. There's that power again, Elohim. We come to know him in the power of who he is through his suffering in the resurrection. We come to know him even the more, knowing this, that our old man was impaled, Paul, with him, so that the body of sin might be rendered powerless to serve sin no longer. For he who has died has been made right from sin. And if we died with Messiah, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Messiah, having been raised from the dead, dies no more, death no longer rules over him. For in that he died the sin once for all. But in that he lives to Elohim. If he died to sin, and we, hallelujah, have accepted him, we must die to sin. Yes, though we're in this fleshly body, we still walk around in this body, this fleshly body, we still have the choices to make. We either give in or yield in or give it up. Amen. We either yield into that sin or that temptation, because we're going to be tempted. Amen. We're going to be tempted. We're going to be tested. We're going to be tried. That's what we're talking about. But yet in that, blessed is the man who is patient, who endures under that trial, who endures under that test. Amen. That's liberty. When we can endure, the freedom of being able to endure, because we know the Most High is indwelling us. The Holy Spirit is in us to help us, to keep us. Amen. Every step of the way. Amen. Now I'm going to go down. Now we started in James, that first chapter. We just came out of Romans, just read some of what Paul shared. But now we're going back to James. The first verse I read was James 1 and 12. Now we're going to go down to James 1 and 25. But he that looked into the perfect Torah, that of freedom, and continued in it, not become a hearer that forgets, but a doer of work, this one shall be blessed in his doing of the Torah. Amen. And when we hear the word, when we hear what the word of instruction, the word of love, that's what the Torah is. Amen. It's a covenant of kindness. Amen. It's teaching us how to love. You can't talk about any of this. I can't stress that enough. Liberty without talking about love. For that's who Elohim is. He's love. Amen. And as we looked at this 25th verse, but he looked into the perfect law, the Torah. Amen. When we look into that law of freedom, amen, it's a way that we have opportunity. It brings us an opportunity. I mean, we already seen the test and the temptation going to come from the earlier verse 12. But when we look into the law of liberty concerning that and what the word says about it, amen, we are able to come in agreement with what the word says. Sometimes when a sermon's preached or sometimes when something I may even say here, you may not be totally in agreement with it, But if it lines up with what the word says, that settles it. The word settles it. There's no debating the word of God. We can't debate it. It is what it is. It says what it says. It's God's truth. Hallelujah. His living truth. The very Zoe life of who he is himself. And I just love it. But the thing about it, you can hear a sermon, you can hear it, but the key is to live it. That's the key. We have to apply it to our life every single day. We can't just read it. We can't just hear about it. We have to apply it. That's how the Holy Spirit helps us. He helps us to apply the word of the living God. The word is not dead. It's alive. Amen. And he helps us to walk it out, to live it, to talk it. Yes. He helps us over and over again. I don't care what kind of situation tries to come up and throw you off. Sometimes you can get offended when someone calls and says, like say for instance, when I shared the situation about my friend that called and said I was bossy. If I was in a certain place, I could have got offended by that. It didn't offend me at all. I had no idea. I wasn't upset at all. I just know she doesn't know what that word really means. And I had to, I'm one that really, I'm careful with words. So I can't help myself. And I thank the Lord that he has me like that. Maybe you're like that too. I don't know. But I just give him praise for that. I'm just careful with words. Sometimes my husband will say certain words, honey, that's a strong word. I think you might need to look that one up. So certain words are strong, and they mean something. I don't think, we have to watch how we say what we say. That's why we have to have the Holy Spirit. Ask him, as the scriptures say, put a guard over my mouth. Keep the door of my lips. We have to pray those prayers. The scripture talks about it. David talks about it in the scriptures, in the Psalms. Amen. And we have to pray that prayer as well. I know I do. I want him to guard my words, direct my, when I pray daily. There's hardly ever a day goes by before I go out the door or before I'm in conversation with anybody. I say, Lord, guard my mouth today. Guard my tongue today. I need his help. And you do too. We need him every second of every minute. Every minute of every hour, every hour of every day of every week of every month of every year. If I need him like that, I know you need him like that. Yes, we need him. Hallelujah. We need him. And we know that change, as we're talking about this, it doesn't happen automatically. It doesn't. We have to be a doer of the word. Amen. There's another scripture. That one was in Matthew. Let's turn to Matthew. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your guidance. Matthew. Okay. 26. I think it's 26, and I don't want to say it yet because I got to find it first. Oh, yeah. 26 and 41. Watch and pray, lest you enter into trial. The spirit indeed is eager, but the flesh is weak. See, we're still in this human flesh. We're still walking around. That's why we know the spirit is willing, but the flesh that we walk in is weak. That's why we have to continue to watch and pray. Keep awake. Amen. And then I remember, I think in the Amplified version, it's coming back to how it said, keep awake. Give strict attention. Amen. Be cautious and active. We have to stay alert, saints of God. Watch and pray. Not just pray. Got to keep our spiritual eyes open to see what's going on. Amen. We have to. That's why part of my prayers is even, you know, when we come on, I pray that you come with your spiritual ears open to hear what the Spirit is saying to us at this moment. He's always speaking. Amen. Because I know if he's always speaking to me, he's always speaking to you. But are we listening? Are we in a place where we're listening to what he's saying to us, to the instructions that he's giving us? That's just like talking about father and child relationship. Our father gives us instructions. Our natural father gives instructions. For fathers who may be listening in or who are on the line, you give out instructions. Amen. It's up to the children to follow those instructions. But then there's time when you spend time, quality time with your children. Amen. That closeness where they call you daddy. Yes. That's the same way, just learning, relating an earthly situation with our spiritual situation, with our Heavenly Father, with our Heavenly Daddy. Oh, yes, he's both. He's Father and he's Daddy. And I thank him for that. Because I was young when my parents separated and then divorced. But I still had a love for my father. Amen. Until I started seeing some things and I was hearing some things, I would go to bat for him. I would say, don't talk about my daddy. That's my daddy. Don't talk about my daddy. My mind is just going back there. That's how we have to be when it comes to the things of God. We have to be so passionate about it. That's why we're encouraged. Christ himself, the Messiah, encouraged us to keep awake, amen, watch and pray, lest you enter into trial. We're going to enter in, amen, because we know the spirit is willing, is eager, but the flesh is weak. Our flesh don't want, our flesh will never get saved. It won't, but we have to buffet it daily. We have to bring it under subjection unto the Torah, unto the law of liberty. That freedom that we have in what the word says. The word is what gives us freedom. Amen. And we have to learn to enjoy this freedom. Amen. It's something that you can enjoy. I enjoy it. I enjoy learning, hallelujah, how to walk this walk, how to talk this talk. I enjoy it. Even when it hurts. Even when it hurts, it doesn't feel good to our flesh. But the Spirit, hallelujah, it brings forth a peaceable fruit of righteousness when we comply. Yes, when we comply. See, we always are going to have an opportunity to believe Elohim for something. Always. The opportunity is going to always be there. But guess what? Just like that opportunity is there to believe him for something specifically, there's also the opposition, a temptation to give up on it. That's where our flesh can be weak. Because sometimes we say, Lord, you're taking too long. God, you're taking too long. And sometimes we want to help him out. You know, all he needs us to do is continue to wait on him. Continue to watch while we're praying. That's what he wants us to do. Because we've already been engrafted into this liberty, into this walk of freedom. We've already been engrafted into it. But we just want to and have to understand it. We must understand this perfect law of liberty, of love that we're walking in, the sacrifice that he made for us. Hallelujah. Elohim sent us his only begotten son. And I know we have to thank him. We must thank him. When we look and see all that's going on around us and the love is of God is still evident. It doesn't matter. The love of God is still evident. And as we continue to walk this walk, we have to accept the responsibility, amen, to do what is right. In God's eyes, in his sight. We have to accept that responsibility, Saints. It's up to us to make the right choices as children of the Most High. We are kingdom citizens. Amen. And we can't forget that. When we go out and about, we are the salt of this earth, the salt of the world, the light of the world. Amen. The salt of the earth. Amen. And we're bringing flavor. We're bringing light. We're bringing illumination. Wherever we go, it doesn't matter where we're at. We have to remember that. I assume that's why he is allowing me, Elohim is allowing me to remind us of that today. The freedom that we have, but we can't take it lightly. We can't take that freedom for granted. We can't. We use that, the freedom that we have, to show forth the love of our Heavenly Father, to give encouragement to others of our Heavenly Father, what he's done for us, how he's operated in our lives over and over and over again. He gives us a new beginning each and every day. Because this is a brand new day. We have new mercies today. Amen. Where we're not getting what we do deserve. His mercies are new every morning. We have a new grace today because we're living in the time and the dispensation, or time dispensation of grace. Where we're not getting, we are getting what we don't deserve. Favor. His favor. He continues to give it to us. That's because of his love. We can't talk about it. The freedom he gives is because of his love. We can't talk about one without talking about the other. They all go hand in hand. It's so much that we can talk about when it comes to the goodness of our Heavenly King, our Most High. Oh, we can just keep going on and on and on talking about his goodness. And that freedom, that liberty, that he came to set us free and help us to get others set free. Amen. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach, to teach, to set the captive free. He's anointed us to go speak to nations, people, saints of God. There are nations out there that only each one of us as individuals can help get delivered. It's specific people that we have to talk to. They'll hear from somebody else, but we are the one that's going to help them to get set free. That's the way our Creator designed it. We talked about him being the master planner, and he had a master plan for our lives. Last week. Yes, that's who he is. He's still orchestrating our lives each and every day. And I'm grateful for that. That new beginning each and every day. He gives us a new beginning, a new opportunity to get a wrong right. Hallelujah. We can't take that for granted. Amen. I don't like letting, if I feel like something ain't right with me and somebody, I want to get it right before the day ends. I don't want to go to sleep with that. And that's the scripture talks about that. Don't let the sun go down on any type of wrath, any type of going on that's not right. You want to get it right. And you pray if you don't get it right that day, that the Lord allows you to see the next day so you can help, so you can get it right. You want an opportunity to get it right. That's why we're always praying. For years, my prayer for the family has been restoration in the family. Because you got situations going on in family. Some of it's simple stuff. And it got blown out of proportion. But that's why we, as God's people, have to understand this freedom that we're walking in. Not to do wrong, but to do right. In the eyes of our Heavenly King. That's what the liberty is. We are set free so we can walk in that freedom, talk in that freedom, living that freedom, that shalom peace. It all comes together because all that is who Elohim is. He's all that and some more. You know the saying that you say all that in a bag of chips? No, he's not salty. He's sweet. He's good. He's good. I just thank Elohim for his goodness, for his faithfulness. Hallelujah. Down through the years. He doesn't change. He's consistent. He's steady. And I'm grateful for that. And I'm grateful for each and every one of you. I thank you for even coming on and listening, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening to the recording. I thank you, hallelujah, for coming and listening, taking this time out of your schedule to hear what he has to say to us, how he continues to remind us, hallelujah. He continues to remind us really of who he is and therefore who we are in him, through him, and for him. Amen. I just love it. And I think I'm finished. Amen. Hallelujah. Just grateful that we can fearfully worship the Father. We can boldly come to him, hallelujah, and give him glory, honor, and praise. We can boldly come before his throne and talk to him 24/7. We don't have to go to a priest or anyone to stand in the gap for us. We have direct access. And I love that. I love that. That's part of the liberty. He's given us free access to come directly to his throne. It doesn't matter. That's when we mess up, we want to shun going to him. That's when we need to go to him quicker, even the more. That's one thing about David, how he can say David was a man after his own heart. David was always quick to repent. Amen. When he messed up, he was quick to fall on his face. Hallelujah. Before the Most High. And that's what we should do. Be quick. We don't have to be ashamed if we mess up. The blood that was shed, that the Messiah shed for us, hallelujah, made us free. And we have automatic access to his presence. Automatic access. He forgave us over 2,000 years ago when the blood was shed. Yet we still can go to him, ask for his forgiveness for something. And we don't have to keep saying, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, over and over and over. He knows our hearts and the genuineness of our walk with him. Amen. We don't have to stand off from him. We have that direct off access. Hallelujah. You know, one thing, sometimes when we don't accept responsibility, another thing just came to my mind. Sometimes we don't accept responsibility for our actions. We go the blame game. You know, well, I'm not gonna forgive him because he didn't forgive me. Well, guess what? The scriptures say. Elohim said, if we don't forgive, he won't forgive. We have to. We must. It's not a matter of a maybe. It's a matter of what we must do. That's part of that liberty. He's given us the liberty to forgive. Amen. All of it falls under that. Amen. I'm not going to say I'm sorry. They're not saying they're sorry. You have to still be the one to go first, even if you didn't. I've done that several times. If I did anything, did I do anything? It's something I done. Amen. You want to know. You want to know. You want to continue to walk in that freedom. Amen. You want to continue to go freely and have that direct access. You don't want your prayers to be hindered. Amen. Amen. And if somebody's not nice to you, you're not going to be nice to them. No, we don't do evil for evil. Amen. We do not do evil for evil. You be nice anyway. Amen. Be nice anyway. And it doesn't matter, even when it comes to giving compliments. I love a compliment. Hey, it don't matter if I don't get any. I really don't matter. Sometimes I forget to say thank you when I do get them because I like giving them myself. I have to work on that. But I'm not going to compliment nobody. Ain't nobody compliment me. We shouldn't even think like that. But we do. We do. We do. We're human. But we need to come out of those arenas. Amen. And walk in that total freedom. Amen. So many different things can come to mind. But I'm going to end. I just thank Elohim for your presence. Amen. I thank him for the gift in each one of you that you bring. If I know you, if I don't know you, that you bring to the table of God's people. Amen. I thank him for that. Amen. For at this time, I'm going to unmute the lines. If you need to mute it or yours right back, or that's okay too. But if you have any comment or prayer request or anything that you would like to share today in reference to the message, the lines are open. If not, we're going to close out in prayer. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Good morning, sister. I just want to say thank you for bringing the word as always and making it clear and making it plain. I thank the Lord for you. Continue to bring us the word. I love you.
Amen. I love you too. Oh, sister. Okay, sister. I'm going to call her name out, Elaine. Amen. I thank God for her. She had a situation this week, and we didn't know. I hope she doesn't mind. I might not need to say anything. Yeah, I might not need to say anything.
I don't mind. You can go ahead and share.
Okay. She had a situation where she had went numb in her body and couldn't move and had to be rushed to the hospital. And as her husband called me on their way there, I think he was following. I didn't know if he was in the ambulance. I found out later he was following the ambulance. My mind kind of went back, you know, to my situation. I just went in out in prayer, just believing God for her to come through. She's been a bestie. I can say that about her. But just believing God for her to come through. And she came through with flying colors. No, all the reports were negative. I even forgot to share with another friend, but it was okay. We forget it. And about praying with her and for her. I told her a day or so later, but to God be the glory, him be all glory, honor, and praise. The praise report came forth that they could find nothing. And that's what kind of report we believe. We serve the God who gives his report if we just believe it. And I just believe that. So, amen, we have to believe his report. His report is always saying, you're healed. We're healed. We're whole. We're free. Amen. Can't say that enough. Amen. I just didn't want to go into too many details, but just thanking him for what he did. Do we have any other comments or prayer requests before we close out in prayer? Thank you, Father. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that we're able to call on you once again. As we go out throughout the remainder of this day and this coming week, we thank you for going forth before us, preparing the way for us, keeping us, hallelujah. Angelic host that you're warring, we loose you right now to war on our behalf, even now. We thank you that as we go about the day with travels of mercy, that you're going forth with us, hallelujah. Whatever the method of transportation is, you're preparing the way. All the way, every step of the way. We thank you for as we can go forth, and if we're going to a different fellowship, the word that you're going to continue to bring forth, continue to confirm your word with signs and wonders following. Father, we thank you. We just give you praise for your faithfulness. We give you glory. We give you honor for your goodness. Hallelujah. You never change. You remain the same. Yesterday, today and forevermore. And we thank you for that. We just bless you and ask that you cover our family members, oh God. We just lift them all up to you, our children, grandchildren, great-grands. God, we thank you. We just give you praise. You are our almighty creator, and we acknowledge you as Elohim, who you are. Yes, and we thank you. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. You already know what's going to take place this week. We thank you that we're going to walk out that liberty, that freedom that you called us to. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, we give you praise, glory, and honor. Amen, amen. And to Elohim be all the glory. Shalom. We speak his peace.